It's simple, really, and no tools are necessary. Step 1. Disconnect your TV antenna from the TV and connect it to the antenna-in coaxial jack on your converter box. If your set and antenna use a 300-ohm flat twin lead wire connector, simply obtain a 300-ohm to 75-ohm transformer or balun.
Hello?
A coaxial RF antenna switch box will also suffice.
Will all of this make Jack Benny come back?
That's right, it's the Action Room, and I...
Hey,
yes, thank you, Action fans. We're so glad that you've come out and supported the show. We love the hundreds of emails and comments we've been getting. Keep them coming, because here in the Action Room studio, it's a cold, sterile place of technology, and we need your warmth. I am Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And we've got producer Mike here.
Yo,
to producer Mike, and we'd like to welcome you to yet another Action Room episode in the new format of the show, which, as you've noticed now, because I'm sure you've listened to at least three or four episodes, is a continuous 24/7, continuously spooling, really, what's
streaming.
Another synonym for continuous?
Streaming.
Ongoing streaming.
What do you do when you say the same thing twice?
Jinx. You can't.
Jinx.
You can't talk on your own talk show.
Buy me an apple and Eve apple juice, which Jessica is drinking right now. The Action Room is brought to you by Apple and Eve apple juice
and McDonald's.
Tony
is eating.
Which Tony has formed a strange tradition of eating on the way here. So anyway. We're talking about
Can we talk about the fact that every time I see you, you're only eating fast food and just...
Yeah, this
food.
Is a running
and this
thing.
This guy's so skinny. I don't understand.
This is a running thing with Mike. Whenever I see producer Mike, we're hanging around in Midtown on the fly, on the go, on the run, and all we have time to eat or money to eat
That's your excuse, anyway.
That's the reality.
Mike, you're one to talk.
No. I definitely eat crap, but I'm just saying...
Yes, this is always Mike's thing.
But here's the thing. I never say I don't eat just crap. Tony does. Tony somehow...
I eat... When I'm not with you, there's more of a balance
going on. Do you cook?
No. I mean,
So what's not crap? Like, you get a salad and
go
at
out
McDonald's?
To, like, a cheapish, nice restaurant, mm-hmm. or, like, less cheapish, nice restaurant, or, you know... Pizza? I mean, that's not crap.
Okay, pizza is crap.
Well, pizza's not the worst
I mean, it's
crap.
Delicious crap.
Oh, wait a minute.
But he gets, ring dings and, like...
Okay, who was eating freaking tasty cakes last week?
Dinner. This is the thing. Mike always says, producer Mike, makes no claim to be other than a junk food person.
Yeah.
Although I did stop drinking soda, which I think is a big deal.
Has that New Year's resolution still stuck?
He really has...
Right.
Stuck to it, but he's replaced it with orange juice. Right.
Which isn't bad. Is that bad?
Orange juice?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're watching your weight, it's bad, but it's better than Coke.
Yeah. I mean, I lost
You're clearly going to become a bloated orange juice maniac.
Yeah. No, so what's the deal with... Because Tony...
Anyway, you don't see me in the mornings.
Oh, yeah? What do you eat?
I get smoothies that are super nutritious for orange juice, vitamin C, fruits, bananas, you know.
Jamba juice?
Right.
Jamba juice.
Somehow we just don't see this.
And
at lunch,
I have like a normal meal when I'm not with you.
Right.
You know. It's all because Mike,
you're
on the fly.
Out. You're going to get...
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
When we're getting up at 5 in the morning to shoot some crazy Action Room thing...
Yeah.
I go to the deli and
McDonald's is... I think that if you get up in time for McDonald's breakfast, then you're allowed to have
you
it.
You must avail yourself.
I agree with that.
Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the evolution of the show. So we did something like 18 episodes last year, and we got some, you know, we got a bunch of...
The Action Room was doing really well.
We got some buzz.
Year.
We had something like, 900 hits a week when we came out with a new show?
Mm-hmm.
Producer Mike?
We did well, yeah.
You know, on a good weekend, 1046, as I recall. And, you know...
That was a great weekend.
That was a great weekend. That was... I remember it so well.
I got two cheeseburgers at McDonald's.
The big thing was we didn't want to do what we did last time, I think, personally, and just kind of have, like, this edited show that just seemed like it was just 10 minutes. It was really well done, but the big problem was we kept talking over each other, and you know, we wanted to, as we're developing this, we're trying to like learn how to you know, a balance of sorts, mm-hmm. kind of like a band, just everybody has their
exactly,
you know.
Always a pitfall of radio, the talking over each other. You know, you see it in a lot of the great radio shows of the in the radio show, talk show history.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's inevitable with that this many people talking. We're three people. We're going to talk over each other.
Right.
And I think Tony's thing, we're going
to
bring
it up.
Yes,
I just did it now.
You would say right over people.
Right, as you're talking, I'd be like, right.
I was actually listening to the episode last week, and I noticed that I was agreeing with you on something, and then you disproved it, and I was agreeing with you again. And I was like, am I even listening to Tony? Because I sound like an idiot.
Well, I also did notice last time we talked about the Alice in Wonderland Tim Burton thing, and I'm like, Alice is being played by some English girl you've never heard of, and you were like, she's Australian. And I was like already rambling on to the next point.
I did my research last week.
So what have you learned, I threw out this whole thing about the right, that you say this. Now, how have you implemented this into your everyday life?
I honestly haven't used it since we talked about it a week
ago.
But,
see, I feel bad.
It's your signature.
But there is some... No. I don't mean I haven't not said it.
Okay, you're having trouble talking
now. This is the funny thing. This is the funny thing. So when I'm telling Tony that he says right a lot, you know, over the phone, he stops doing it. He stops doing it over the phone. Now, what you realize, this isn't something you can stop doing on the phone, because then it's like you don't know if the person's listening at all anymore.
And you're so used to the rhythms of my conversation.
What are you supposed to do? Like, when you guys are talking and I'm trying to, you know, listen.
It's like more of a nod than...
Well,
but
the viewers can't see a nod.
This is
No, but I think... but I think...
I'm just going to have a signal. I'm going to be like...
I think audio-wise, it sounds better to just let the people, whoever's talking, talk and not hear... Right. Over.
Well, I'm going to throw in another... I think it's all a question of balance, because I was listening to Matt Penfield, a great historic rock and roll DJ... who actually introduced the Kaiser Chiefs that I saw last week.
So
but
wrong.
Anyway, it's a balance. If it's all just like, I talk, then you talk, then I talk, then you talk, it sounds a little bit scripted or forced.
Mm-hmm.
If we take the rights that I was, for me, my own mm-hmm. self, if I take the rights that I was doing and cut them down by 35-40%, mm-hmm. that will be the correct proportion.
No, it's definitely
oh my.
It's definitely some kind of balance.
One of the other challenges of our show in the new incarnation is for us to move it along and stay on topic, right? But there's also the wonderful balance of tangents, but then bringing it back home. So we'll be right back after this short musical break with the Action Room Groupies. Stay tuned. All right, and we are back with the Action Room. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm his co-host, Jessica.
And we got Producer Mike. And Producer Mike and I, you know, we've been friends for 4 long years. Even though I met Producer Mike about 9 years ago, but we really became friends 4 years ago. And Producer Mike is somewhat of a visionary in my experience. He's always looking forward to the trends of the future. I believe in New Scientist magazine, they would call it, he's a futurist, and he sees the trends before the rest of society. And Producer Mike was telling me eons ago that soon your television and your computer and your phone would completely merge, and everything would be done through the computer. And even something else really funny that I can't think of would be through the computer. I was trying to think of something funny there. Jessica, can you help me out there?
Well, eating
will be done through the computer,
which is now kind of what the topic is.
All right, I was going to take it back to the bathroom, but you know, I couldn't make it work. So anyway, TiVo, and is it Domino's Pizza? Domino's Pizza have announced an initiative where very soon you will be able to, with your clicker,
with your remote control,
right?
You can go on demand, I think it is, and order a Domino's Pizza while you're sitting on your fat ass.
On your fat ass. And they vow it will be at your door within 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Now, what was most interesting about this article, which popped up on Yahoo News and, you know, these other news sources, they said this is part of the open quotes, on-demand generation, close quotes. And this is something that Producer Mike has railed about for years.
We reject this.
Producer Mike rejects it, yeah.
Hence the stream format for our show, right. And that you cannot listen to one of our episodes.
It's not on demand.
When you want it, but you have to listen to it when we want you to listen
to it.
Ooh,
that's so dumb.
Or the 24/7 thing, it's... Producer Mike was talking about this notion of, in network television, appointment TV.
Mm-hmm.
Before the era of VCRs, if you wanted to watch Friends,
you had to sit down at 7 Central? Yeah.
From Texas. Central. I was like, 7 p.m.? That's blasphemy!
I think it was earlier.
But 8 p.m. East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Time. And now, in this, you can have everything you want whenever you want it.
Why
society.
Don't you like that, Mike? I think it's wonderful.
I just think what happens good is point. I think it does. Look, it's, anything has its good and bad, but you know, I just think that it ruins the kind of the bigger audiences that shows used to have, you know. And I think that if you think about the things that really like are huge, a lot of times it's like it's usually appointment television or appointment radio, and it forces people to be at one place and have this communal sensibility.
But
you know?
I think with people these days work late and have kids and this and that, they can't get
home. But they always work
late
and have kids.
Right. But at the same time, it's like, you're still recording it and you're still watching it. What does it matter if you're not doing it at 8 p.m.?
Because, like I said, you lose the communal thing. I think personally, it's disjoining the fabric of humanity.
Oh, my.
It is ripping apart society.
And it's this spoiled mentality of, give it to me when I want it. I want it now. I don't want it later. You know, I don't want it when you take it.
I do buy that on some level, it may rob it of some of the specialness, the spontaneity, the shared instant communal experience. A recent example I could think of were the presidential debates. Everyone really wanted to watch them live,
even,
and people were camped out, and the election results.
And
that achieved something.
But that's a huge, immediate change.
Also, SNL. Became
30 Rock's not going to change your life if you don't watch it at a certain time.
Well, nothing will change your life anymore. That's the problem, you know? And I think that...
The election did.
No, I'm saying...
No,
and that was a point.
In the entertainment world.
SNL became a must-see situation for people with the Tina Fey thing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It changed... I think it's important when people have to all do something at the same time. You know?
And there is... I suppose it is noteworthy that only SNL is live. It's the only surviving...
And the news.
Live television events. Well, the news isn't live.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes it's funnier than SNL.
Is the news
well,
not live?
Well, Live at 5, there's that one show called Live
no,
at
wait,
5,
wait.
Which I guess is
live. Is this news to you? The news is live.
When Katie Couric or Sam Donaldson, whoever these people are, at 6:30 on ABC have news, I don't know that it's live.
It's live.
Yeah, most of it's live. I know the morning shows are definitely live.
Oh, okay, right. I could buy that.
No, the news, primetime news. What
but
do you think
like
if they shoot it in the afternoon? It's got to be topical. It's
yeah,
breaking
you're
news.
Right. It's been so long since I've watched network news.
He just goes on demand.
Well, you know what I watch?
Obviously, appointment television news is not, it's not a breaking Tony.
I'm a fan of New York One. The Action Room is brought to you by New York One. Fucking awesome. Pat Kiernan.
Let me just say one thing I do want to say. I had a personal, issue with technology and technical support. Okay, so I deal with the computer a lot, and I, you know, call up these Indian people, which is fine. I have nothing against
them. I feel like it's so cliche to be like, they're all Indian people.
No,
like
no. Here's the problem I have with it. It's not so much that I can't understand them. That's fine. It's the fact that now they ask you, and I can't say it's now, maybe it's been around for a while. They ask you if they can use your computer, like get onto your computer and help you, okay? And that freaks me the fuck out. I don't want them to touch my, you know, like having them move the mouse on my computer and do that shit, that scares me. And I refuse, and I ask them to just explain in their, you know, not native tongue to...
Right. I can relate to that because I do that at my office job, but that's an office job.
Right.
I don't know that I'd feel fully comfortable with people. They call it remoting in or something.
Yeah. I mean, if I had porn, you know, I don't want people. Mom, I don't want people to, you know, see it. So, you know,
right.
who are these people?
That is actually a great tool, though. If you want
to
help your parents do something,
right.
Like if I could get on and show my mom how to put an attachment on an email,
yeah,
that would save me countless hours.
And speaking of older people not getting,
That
perfect
first of all,
segue.
That was a brilliant segue. Yeah. I just want to applaud ourselves.
I built it. Come on.
I was going to say,
She built this segue.
I couldn't have done it without Jessica.
You know, here at the Action Room, we are loving ourselves, even if you're not.
This is how it works. You know, over a period of time, we really start to gel and overanalyze it, too. Okay, go ahead. We just ruined what we just
made.
Beautiful.
No, I did see this short about the digital conversion that's going to be happening in February from Analog TV, and it's like a public service announcement type video. But it is hilarious.
And it was from this late night show that's on Saturday nights called the Spike Ferriston Show.
Oh, okay.
And,
I didn't know that.
Nobody really knows this guy, but he's really funny.
Once again, producer Mike being a visionary.
What?
What channel is that?
I think it's Fox. It might be NBC, but it's kind of after SNL, I think. Nobody really watches it.
I've never heard of that.
So it's a talk show? It's a comedy show?
Yeah, it's called Talk Show, I think.
Is it like a Conan O'Brien that no one knows about, and it's really late at night?
It's kind of the edginess that Conan and Letterman used to have.
Mm. Right. Like, and it's Spike
Well, I'm definitely
going
to watch it, because this video short he did is hilarious. Yeah. You have to check it out. It's basically an old grandmother type who's so adorable, and she cannot figure out how to convert her TV. They show like the step one, like to apply for it, and she gets on the computer and she's typing www, and she goes, whoa.
really a joke, which in years of the internet, no one's ever made that joke. Like, whoa.
And the sad thing is that, as funny as it is sad that these old people will not be able to convert.
Well, what's
also figured out, she had her toaster on the top of the TV with, like, the remote in the microwave.
Or she's looking at her computer, typing it in, saying, is this my new TV?
Yeah.
Which is also the everything will merge eventually.
Yeah.
When she said, is this my new TV? Yeah. It's like, well, it is going to be.
But
you can get it by just putting in, what can you
okay,
do?
Okay, Spike Ferriston.
Well, actually, less. If you just go to YouTube and put in conversion PSA, digital conversion PSA. You can get it.
Public service announcement.
Funny.
Totally worth that.
One thing about this also, which I thought was so brilliant, everything that it says is true, and they list a lot of links about the digital conversion that are true. So it's sort of like part 50% real public service announcement, 50% mock public service announcement. Like, it strides both worlds.
That's
actually
why it's
couldn't
sad.
Figure out if it was a total joke.
Right.
But all I know is that is that I only hope that when I'm that age of that grandmother, that I'm doing comedy shorts like that. She was hilarious. I think maybe she was totally oblivious, though.
Yeah, she probably had no idea what she was making fun of.
But brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll see you in a few.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator. I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Okay, so we're back in the Action Room. Once again, I'm Tony. We've got producer Mike and
Jessica. And I'm going to talk about something that I always enjoy talking about, which is Tony's dating life.
Oh! I thought you were going to say all our dating lives.
No, we're going to start with you.
All right. So the heat's on. I can take it.
Just wait. The last time that we spoke about this new girl.
There was
that you met
someone
on
we dubbed Election Girl. Producer Mike dubbed her Election Girl, which is fine.
I like that. It's got positive connotations.
Very positive.
Yeah, she's intelligent, right?
She's democratic.
She happens to be very intelligent, but you wouldn't have to be intelligent to sit and watch the election.
But when you think of Election Girl, you wouldn't think of a stupid girl, you know?
I think of that movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, what was that?
Wait,
what was that called?
Election.
Right. So, are you guys still dating?
We are, and we actually met through OKCupid.com. The Action Room is brought to you by www.OKCupid.com.
It's actually brought to you by Okay. Wiki. Well, that's cool,
It's brought to you by RightRight.com.
So it's been, what, like 3 weeks?
Been about 3.5 weeks. And
that's big, because that's kind of at the point where you're usually like, okay, do I really like this person?
Yeah,
are we actually dating now? Because, you know, we've gone out 3 or 4 or more.
Exactly. We have not yet had the are we naming this relationship dating conversation? But it seems pretty clear to all parties concerned in a recent senatorial hearing on the subject.
Oh, God.
That,
I hope you don't talk to her like
things
that.
Are, this is me avoiding talking about anything on the air. No, it seems, you know, I really like her. It seems to be going pretty well. And I only had to go through...
Did you guys go see The Duchess?
We did, which was really quite good,
was
actually.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Mm.
Ray Fiennes, Keira Knightley, whatever. She does
her
thing. All
right, so you're happy.
Yeah.
That's boring. Mike, what about you?
And I only had to go through like a billion internet, you know, first and second days that didn't go anywhere to, you know, it's the equivalent of like throwing a trillion darts at a dartboard. Not that that's not romantic or anything. I mean, you're very special, election girl. I don't want to make you sound like you're dartboard dart number 8,633. Oh, did you hear that?
The target.
She's the bullseye. And with that, let's take it back.
Let's take it back to Michael.
Producer Mike.
I don't want to talk about my situation.
Oh, my God.
Producer Mike is always saying, you've got to get your real life out on the air. You've got to talk about it. That's what makes real radio, guys.
Okay, so, all right, so here's a reveal on the air.
Give us a teaser.
The action was brought to you by.
So I started an OKCupid. Profile.
Oh! Whoa, Tony Wolf! Tony Wolf is inspiring everyone!
Bye-bye!
Yeah!
Okay, I started
it.
This is such a reveal. Action room.
Tony Wolf. OKCupid should seriously pay me shitloads of money. I will go do.
And they don't even charge
OKCupid commercial. They are free.
Okay, wait. So.
Alright.
Was it because of my.
It was because of you. Yeah. And I started a while ago, but it was just. I didn't put a picture
up. Do you like
the just,
site? It is kind of
a fun
cool site.
Right? Now, here's the deal.
User friendly.
I might be done using it.
And that's why it's user-friendly,
because
when you're done...
You met someone?
Because I might have met someone.
Oh, my gosh. This is a bit... And we're friends, people, audience, and I haven't even heard this shit. And I don't think Jessica has either, right?
I actually did mention a little bit to Jessica.
Oh, I feel so left out.
But only because...
Only
because she pushed it. She pulled it. Something out of me.
I freaking always pull it out of him, damn it.
No,
okay.
But...
So, tell us a vague general
tale. I'm not going to get into details. I will just say that...
In case our significant others ever listen to this.
Can you tell me, so you guys met on OKCupid. How did she hear about the site? Through our episode?
No. She's actually a stalker of the action room.
No, yeah, she has limited access to anything in the outside world.
She lives in the desert.
She's... Yeah,
she's 12.
She is. There, let's put it this way: the age gap is almost legal itself.
Oh, that's cool. That's
my individual is mid 20s.
Yeah, mine is barely legal, but she is legal, so it counts. And she's a good girl. She's smart. She wears glasses, actually.
If they wear glasses.
Okay.
They gotta be brilliant.
I love this big reveal. She's smart and she wears glasses. And
I don't know what else you want to know, but I mean...
Okay, how many dates?
It's beyond that now. We're kind of just...
Wow.
It's like a relationship.
So
like,
has this been 3 weeks? On for like a
you
month?
Heard my week,
you know,
estimate.
Funny enough, it actually started the first day we recorded. So
he keeps secrets, ladies and gentlemen.
So what do you guys do? Go to dinner? Go to the movie?
We go to the movie. We do whatever is behind her father's back. So.
Oh my god. Have you ever met him and he doesn't approve, or he can't even know about you?
He can't know about me, or else she wouldn't.
Because she's not allowed to have a boyfriend?
I don't think any father who should allow her 18-year-old daughter to date a 34-year-old.
But she wears glasses.
Oh, but she wears glasses. That's an exemption, right? In the rule book.
She wears glasses. She's smart.
She is smart, but that doesn't mean her father is. So,
yeah.
Now, is she within the five boroughs?
She's actually. I'm spending a lot of time in the Bronx, if you can believe it. She's
wow.
from the Bronx.
Oh,
what's? Forget the girl. Tell us about the Bronx.
I actually Manhattan boy.
I actually really like the Bronx. It's kind of a
cool residential
area. Certain
right?
areas anyway. And we go to this. Oh, I was telling Jessica we went to this theater. Okay, it's like a small theater in this area, part of, you know, the Bronx that has been built up, and this theater has been renovated, but it's an old school theater. It's got like the old school box office kind of thing. Tickets
like 200th Street. How high up is that in here?
Parkchester.
Wow, the streets, they go 100, 200, and then they get names.
Yeah, and then, and so anyway, the funny thing was we went in, we were the only ones there, and the woman there was like, ah, okay, I'll tell the projectionist to turn it off.
You were the only people?
We were the only people
That's
there.
So
it was like
cool.
our own private
She's like the old lady in the PSA digital
exactly.
conversion.
She was holding up the projector to her ear.
She's
talking
like tapping it.
Hang on.
Anyway, let's move on.
How do I work this?
Well, I actually...
Wow. So Jessica's also
Jessica.
On OkCupid. No.
Jessica's the only normal one. She met somebody in real life.
I didn't. It wasn't that normal of a situation. We met doing a show down in Florida.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay, Florida.
I'm very proud of myself. It's been like 9 months now.
Must we remind the audience that the one before this was famous?
Yes, the one before this. Was...
this.
We won't call
it. Oh, God. Well, I don't know. You guys didn't say names. You didn't name
names. I know,
names.
But we should just call him this.
Oh. Well, no. I'm
kidding.
You don't have to...
All humor. It's all comedy.
Don't name your actual boyfriend now, but I think you can... We've already talked about...
Call him this guy.
Before this guy, I dated David Faustino.
Bud Bundy from Married with
Bundy.
Bud Bundy.
And there was an actual paparazzi picture of the two of them.
Oh, yeah. You can check it out online. I don't know where.
I don't know if it's still there.
No, it is. It is. Buzz Photo. There's a couple new photos, actually.
And we did have a segment at a New York... Yeah. We added a segment at a New York Comic Con where you actually met him.
Yes,
we have
the
that on
first flirtation is captured on video.
I did
live.
Meet him because of the Action Room. And we had
Woo,
a good
Jessica,
time.
Jessica, always doing everything for the Action Room.
Yeah, I thought it was a love forever, but... Yeah.
We'll get this.
It's
so
Hollywood.
When we were in Florida, I went down to visit my sister, and... who was in Miami at the time, and I brought this guy with me. And one of her friends, we all went out to dinner and stuff, and she told him that I was bringing my boyfriend. And then when I showed up, they all were disappointed because they thought Bud Bundy was...
They thought it was David Faustino. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so now my boyfriend calls him his arch nemesis.
Nice.
But this guy's great. He's
he's a fellow actor.
Mm-hmm, he's an actor, improviser.
Nice. Nice. Improviser, is that like a new title?
He's an
improviser. He does improv.
He does improv.
I was just teasing because I hadn't heard that particular phrasing of it.
He improvises the relationship as he goes along.
But you know what I wanted to ask you
as
guys?
As any man truly does.
I wanted to ask y'all's opinion.
Oh, please do. This is where it gets juicy, people.
This is interesting because, you know, we're really committed to each other, but... Before I was...
You mean us? Us as an Action Room?
Guy. Well, yeah.
We're really committed to each other, but that always frightens me.
No.
You and your boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend. Right. But, you know, before I had a serious relationship, I used to hang out with lots of guy friends all the time. I'd meet new people, go do things, even if it wasn't sexual at all.
Right.
We'd go and do
friends,
things.
Friends, yeah.
But now I feel like I don't know where that line is.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the same boat. I don't know. I feel like you got to kind of cut it off.
So here's interesting.
What?
I actually met someone at an event that I went to, and we went to the opera together this week. And my boyfriend's like, "Have fun on your date," and he's like, "Did you kiss him goodnight?" La la la. I was like, "No, it's not like that." But
right. I mean,
well, I think you're a very social, gregarious, fun person. You know, you may have an introverted side, but you're also pretty extroverted, and
what are you talking about?
There's no reason you can't keep up a lot of friendships of either gender. But if you were like spending, if you gotta
keep the other
balance.
It's a fine line. I think if you
everything's
you just,
balance.
If you just
the Action Room is brought to you by Balance, which is actually a nutrition bar, but.
But I mean, but
I don't agree with the idea that you have to cut friends off.
Yeah, why do you have to cut people off?
Yeah, why you got to be like that, Mike? We're going
to
gang up on your ass.
Talk to us anymore?
All right, look.
What the fuck?
I use it as an excuse because I'd like to cut everybody.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. No, I just meant that you have to think about the other person.
But what about your ex? How about this? Your ex-girlfriend who you still in touch
with. That's true. I still talk to her.
Yeah, now does the current new girl, can we give her a radio show name? We have this guy, Election Girl, and
Bronx Girl.
Yeah, you can call it Bronx.
Bronxy.
That sounds like a...
Bronxy.
That sounds like...
Bronxy.
Like Charm School VH1. Some, like, trashy.
What up, Bronxy?
What up? I'm gonna spit in your face.
Woo!
All right, but anyway,
she doesn't talk like that.
Don't you be filming that shit.
So we went to this crazy cool theater, and we was the only ones in there, and I was like all up on my boys.
It's like Rosie Perez.
Could you guys see me with somebody like that?
No. But wait, I have to
suddenly that's Jessica's caricature of this person. Every
Wrong
time
C.
we talk about her, that's going to be
Yo, I wear glasses.
That means I'm smart. I actually got picked up. I got picked up slash hit on, but she initiated this really hot, sexy Hispanic Latina girl. I don't know what the correct, you know, generically PC phrase is, but this was the Puerto Rican Day Parade about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And this girl who's really pretty and sexy is giving me the eye. We're on the subway. She's draped in a Puerto Rican flag, right? So she eventually, I think she came over to me or I came over to her, but she initiated a little bit more, and we ended up dating. And she did kind of talk like this.
Like Rosie Perez.
But she was so hot. Yeah. I was like, I have to see where this goes. She's so hot. And I called her up, and her sister answered the phone or something, like her sister was over, and she actually got on the phone, and I'd said some compliments to her or something. You know, I'm hardly like... And she goes, you know, my sister said to me, if he be putting a rap like that on, he must really like you. And I was like, a woman just referred to me as putting a rap on someone like this for Tony Wolf. This is unprecedented. And she was kind of short. And on our first or second date or whatever, she wore these really high heels, and she goes, I wore these high heels because you're tall.
Is she Minnie Mouse?
That's how she talks.
Is she Laverne from Laverne?
No, she was kind of hot. I'm trying to think who she looks like, but I can't think of anyone. Anyway, but then I went away for summer stock. She wrote me a very passionate, like artsy, weird-ass postcard. And it was summer stock, so I didn't really keep up on her and with her. And by the time I came back, she was like... You know, giving me. And then 2 years later, she was pregnant. The father abandoned her, and she called me up out of the blue.
Nice.
Wow.
And my friend was like, she's like, well, what about that white guy? He looked like he was doing okay for himself.
Yeah, he had a rap, you know.
If he's putting a rap on.
At least he knew
how
to rap it.
Putting a rap on, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so.
Speaking of rapping on.
So what else?
Very good. We're doing good.
Woo!
Yeah,
everyone's coming together.
We're gelling.
So,
Magellan.
I know this was
Magellan
like Magellan.
We hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
We know you will miss us during our skip week. So this has to count for 2 weeks worth of Action Room love.
So keep listening. You can check out our MySpace and YouTube links in the meantime to get your fill. Please leave comments, as always. Let us know what you like and don't like. And tell your friends.
Woo! All right. Action Room out.